Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Jamie Bologna. Right now at the Heinz Convention Center, thousands of sports professionals are gathered to talk about growth and innovation in the use of data in sports. And with us now from the 2019 MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference is WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Hello, Shira.
Hello, Jamie.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's actually a really exciting environment here. A lot of buzz about what's next in sports and what's next in sports data. I know it might sound a little bit wonky, not your typical sports fair, but there's a lot of energy here, a lot of crazy, exciting things going on.
What is on the forefront of sports analytics and data?
Well, I think a lot of it is talking about how to better engage fans, how to put a better product out in stadiums and various venues, how to adapt those stadiums mm-hmm. and venues so that they can have more technological bells and whistles. Also, there's obviously some talk about the legalization of gambling and how that's going to affect how fans consume games and what data can do to aid sort of what's going to be a betting surge in the United States. So that's a lot of what's being buzzed about.
Interesting. Do you think that'll feed the other direction, that people betting on games will change how the games are played?
I don't know if it'll change how the games are played, but it'll certainly change how the games are consumed. And it'll certainly change, from the perspective here, is it'll certainly change the type of data people want about players, about teams, about matchups. So they're all, there's obviously, it's a business conference run by a business school. So they're looking at, where's the revenue stream with that? Where's the profit-making ability?
Mm-hmm. So big names there. What are you expecting?
Tons.
Who are you expecting?
Tons. Oh, my God. It's like a who's who. I mean, this is arguably the biggest sports conference to take place in the country each year. So you have owners and general managers from every league is represented both in the United States and foreign leagues. You've got Jeannie Buss, the Lakers owner. The NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, is speaking now. You had Paul Pierce on a panel earlier talking about basketball analytics. You are going to have the Celtics owners here talking about the Celtics-Lakers rivalry. An interesting addition to the lineup this year was Meek Mill, the hip-hop artist. He talked about social justice and sports. So a lot going on. And we cannot forget that Governor Charlie Baker is coming up at 4 o'clock, and he's going to be talking about the Wild West of analytics and the role of data in decision-making from the perspective of a variety of industries, not just sports industries.
So transportation, maybe?
I don't know. We'll see. I think transportation might be on the docket, but I know that healthcare is certainly on the docket there, and it's going to look at both the use and misuse of data, and I think gambling may factor into that conversation as well.
And Shira, you're leading a panel tomorrow about data, using data to evaluate and track athletes. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, the panel is called Unlocking Potential, the Next Generation of Tracking Data. And really, it looks at the data we're now collecting through wearables and through other ways of measuring athlete performance. And what that means, not only for the athletes, obviously it helps them train better, may help them prevent injuries, but what it could mean long term in terms of how their contracts are negotiated. If you see something in tracking data, can a team then negotiate, or will a team negotiate differently with that data in hand? And also, how can this tracking data be used to enhance in-game experience? Are we going to be seeing, for example, if a field goal kicker has a big kick, game-winning kick on the line, might we see someday his heart rate broadcast on the Jumbotron in an arena?
Wow, during the game, yeah.
During the game, exactly. So how are we tracking athletes? And then how can that data be used in a variety of ways on a variety of platforms?
So one person who spoke at today's conference was Jonathan Kraft. He's, of course, the son of Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who we discussed earlier in the show, was charged and pleaded not guilty to soliciting prostitution. Has this been a topic of discussion or sort of elephant in the room at this conference today?
It's interesting. You would have thought it would have come up more frequently. It hasn't. I've been a bit surprised by that, just not even in the chit-chat, but I think this is day one, and people have been really focused on what panels are being offered. And this is a bit of, for lack of a better word, a very nerdy, numbers-focused crowd, and they are really, really focused on the analytics for the most part.
Got it. But you have been following this story for WBUR. Yes. So do you have any updates for us on the on the case?
Yeah, recent court documents that came out show that Kraft has pleaded not guilty, or his lawyer has pleaded not guilty on his behalf, and he has requested a non-jury trial. And I think all signs point toward the fact that, you know, he wants this, he doesn't want to make headlines with this case. They are doing everything to keep this case, I know this seems sort of ironic to say it, but as quiet as possible at this point. They are doing everything to keep this from becoming even more of a public spectacle and even more of a circus.
And do you think he'll get that?
I think you can't unring the bell at this point, yeah. And it seems like the bell has pretty well been rung. I mean, this is, as you mentioned earlier, sort of the talk not only of the region but also of the country. So whatever developments there are going to be in this case will be closely followed. It's also worth mentioning that the next hearing, there is a hearing coming up on March 27th, and so that's sort of the next key date to be aware of.
Okay, well, we'll be following that. I know you mentioned that there were some famous Celtics players at the conference.
Yep, Paul Pierce was here.
Yeah. But the Celtics are not doing too well. What's up with that?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, well, they haven't won a game since the All-Star break. They are riding their longest losing streak of the season, 4 games in a row. And, you know, basically, this is a team that everyone thought would be, but you know, in the finals, contending for a championship, and they simply have not lived up to expectations. It's widely considered that the first 2 spots in the Eastern Conference are sort of locked up, that they're unattainable for the Celtics, particularly if they keep playing the way they're playing, and they're now just sort of playing to get a decent seed, a 3, 4, 5 seed at this point. Ideally, a 3 or 4 seed, so you can have some home court advantage during the playoffs. So what's happening? That's the big mystery, right?
Actually,
not so much of a mystery in the sense that this is a team that just has lacked chemistry, has not come together as a team this year the way many people thought they would. And you can tell that in the body language in some games. They are just not playing as a cohesive whole. That being said, their last loss, and I know it seems odd to say this, but their last loss, which was a 97-92 loss to the Portland Trailblazers, the players and coach Brad Stevens did see some positive signs in those games, and they were saying, you know, listen, the effort looked like, you know, it was there. It looked like we really wanted to be on the court together and play well. The shots simply weren't going down. So there is some hope. They have a game tonight against Washington, so maybe they are on the cusp of turning this losing streak around.
So you think they'll get their groove back by tonight?
Yeah,
sure,
and you know what?
Sure, prediction.
Yes, they'll get their groove back. And you know the funny thing about, you know, the way basketball and all sort of pro sports seasons run is this. You know, what matters is the playoffs. So once you're in, if you can gather momentum during the playoffs, we could very well see them, if not in the finals, maybe once again in the Eastern Conference Finals.
All right. That's WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer joining us live from the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference. Shira, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.